This call may be recorded. Press 1 to accept.
Hi.
Hey. Sorry, I fell asleep.
Well, it's nighttime.
What's up?
What time did you go to bed?
I have no idea. Early. I sat down to message the Facebook people and I fell asleep.
Because you're doing messaging in bed?
Because I what?
You were in bed to do messaging, you mean?
No. I was sitting in my chair in the tool trailer.
You were sleeping in the trailer?
Yes.
Are you still in your trailer?
Yes.
You were sleeping in a chair?
Yes. Must have been for hours. Are you mad at me?
I'm just worried about what you've been taking over the last year.
I've been taking anything other than the medicine that Honeylight gave me. Which I'm not taking. Why?
And what are you actually... Like, what else have... I mean, you know, what do you use?
I don't use anything.
Like... I don't know if I can be helpful or if it's none of my business.
What?
I don't know if you feel like it's none of my business.
What's none of your business?
Like, what all substances.
I don't use substances.
Like, do you use anything with caffeine in it?
I drink coffee.
In the morning or in the afternoon?
Usually just the morning.
Do you use anything with nicotine in it?
Yes. It'll make you sleepy.
Well, I didn't ask what makes you sleepy. I just... substances you use. So.
Okay. Well, now we got them covered. I'm sorry.
Do you not still use Tylenol?
If I have a headache, I take Tylenol sometimes. I'm only taking Tylenol because of coronavirus. I used to take ibuprofen.
Why'd you go in your trailer?
Why what?
Why did you go in your trailer?
Because I have a little desk set up in my trailer.
You also have a little desk set up in your bedroom.
Can't understand you.
You have a desk in your bedroom.
Well... I guess. And here I have an office chair, and I've got two monitors.
Is there anything you might tell me?
I talked to CA and he's willing to pay for my class.
Oh, wow. How are you feeling about that?
I don't know, Aaron. I feel like I'm willing to do it.
Yeah, I'm just, like, are you feeling, like, worried that it's not going to be worth it?
I feel worried that I don't know. Yeah, I feel worried about talking to any of them, so I'd rather not talk.
Talking to any of who?
Anybody.
What do you mean?
I mean that I wish I was dead. That's what I mean.
Yeah, but you don't want to talk to who were you referring to? You don't want to talk to.
Anybody?
That's not what you said.
Well, that's what I mean.
I don't really believe that.
Okay. I don't know what else to tell you, honey. I don't really want to talk to anybody.
You don't feel like you like to talk to your friends from Honey Lake, or you like to talk to your friends from work, or anybody?
Not really.
I don't think I'm going to be able to stay married to you.
Right. Is that I know?
You're willing to do the Men of Peace program to manipulate me into not divorcing you.
You're breaking up for something.
I'm just sad that after our conversation on Sunday, where I was clearly hurt that when I made myself vulnerable enough to point out specific lies that you've told, you dealt with them in the same denying, blame-shifting way that you've always dealt with specific lies I've brought to your attention. And in the last 3 days, it doesn't seem like that has, like, had any effect on you. That you care at all, or that you've given it any thought.
That's why I say we need couples therapy, because your and I perception of things is often drastically different.
Well, that's why you need individual therapy, because you're delusional.
Well, I'm getting that as much as I can. Nobody other than you thinks that I'm delusional, so
that's not true.
Problematic. They all say that if your wife thinks that you're delusional, you probably need couples therapy to figure out what's going on.
And right, but what you're wanting to have happen is you're wanting me to alter my perception of reality.
I don't want that.
To join you in your delusion. That's
I don't want that. would really that not would be... fear.
That would be the only purpose of you wanting to deal with it that way.
No, honey.
Yeah. 100% of people who know what actually happened, they don't necessarily think you're delusional, but they at least know that what you're saying isn't true. And you do too. So it all seems rather manipulative. Perception aside, you know?
What did you say?
All
perception
perception has got nothing to do with perception. It's, you know.
I don't think... I don't know who all you're talking to, but...
Everybody you haven't blocked me from. Everybody you haven't blocked me from.
What does that mean? Haven't
you blocked me? You blocked me from speaking to your coworkers. So if they're affirming your delusions, that's because I've been barred from communicating. I wasn't able to communicate with Honey Lake. I'm not allowed to talk to your current therapist.
I begged you to talk to Honey Lake.
Okay, well, you don't need to talk about who begged who. It didn't happen, and I did my best. And I don't need to be shamed for my best not being good enough. I'm just saying, if you're only getting affirmation...
I blocked you from talking to Honey Lake.
I did not. I did not. I did not say that. I'm just saying, you can't take the opinion of anybody who I'm not able to communicate with. They don't know.
Well, I wasn't talking about that. I'm talking
about
you're people that you are communicating with. I don't think
that
they're going
to... Who I'm communicating with said that we need to go to couples counseling.
I didn't say that they said that we need to go to couples counseling. I'm saying that I don't think that... Most people are going to say that that I'm delusional and your perception of reality is 100% correct, and that I don't think that most people view us that way, and I don't
think when you say most people, you're
professionals
literally
think that that's a rational view.
You're literally exclusively referring to people who don't know what actually happened, and I'm not allowed to speak to. Well, name somebody
no,
I'm allowed
not.
To speak to who views it that way. A person I actually could talk to.
I think
to.
Everybody, quite honestly, but CA and I have talked about that element of this quite a bit, so...
He thinks that my perception is off?
Huh?
He thinks my perception is off?
He thinks everybody's perception is perception.
Okay, but things that actually occurred are not. Things that actually occurred are facts. You understand the difference? That you can have an opinion about, like, how you, like one perception might be Dustin's delusional, and another perception might be Dustin's lying, right? That's an example of two different perceptions people could have looking at the same circumstances. But the words that are coming out of Dustin's mouth don't match the events that actually occurred historically is not a perception. That's just plain fact.
You
so
think
you're trying to,
that
you're trying
your
to convince me that actual
are facts
are my... Yeah, you're trying to convince me that actual facts are just my perception. And that's
no,
not.
I'm not.
Yeah, that is a brainwashing way to get me to give
facts
up
are
on
absolute. Facts are absolute, so nobody can give up on facts, but your perception of facts inform.
I said you have no problem giving up on facts.
Have no what?
You have no trouble changing facts.
I can't.
The fact is, you were allowed to see your children anytime you wanted. That's not my perception. Everybody who was there knows it. Everybody who saw the message I sent to you knows it. It's not my perception. And if you want me to stop believing that I allowed you to see your children...
I was living with McDonald's at the time, and I haven't asked them.
They did not. They have not seen. They have not seen. I'm
surprised.
They have not. No. They have not. No. They were talking to you at that time, not me. They haven't seen our messages from that time. They don't know. You're not referring to a person who actually knows the truth. So you can take somebody who you had access to because you were living with them, and you can take their perception, which they got from the distorted facts that you were feeding them. But that's not the same as someone who actually knows.
All right. I was going to have CA pay for that class. You're saying don't bother.
Oh, gosh. I don't know. I mean, I'm very concerned that you don't actually have any intention of recognizing that you are a liar and that your lying is manipulative and that your lying is abusive. That is a big concern for me.
And I have every intention, regardless of what you do, to explore those issues with my therapist and hopefully involve you with a professional therapist at some point so that...
And when you say no matter what I do, when you say no matter what I do, are you making a commitment to not commit suicide ever, even if I divorce you?
No.
Because that's an important commitment for you to make right now if you want to stop being abusive. If you have any intention of not being manipulative, if you have any intention of loving me, if any of this is based on anything besides your complete and utter selfishness and manipulation, then you're going to make that commitment and you're going to stick with that commitment and you're not going to waver on that commitment.
I don't agree with
that's
you.
That's not an unreasonable ask. It's an obligation that you have.
Well, I don't agree with you about that.
To me and to your children, even if we're not married, that's an obligation that you made when you got me pregnant.
I don't agree with you.
Well, you need to know that you're wrong. You need to know that that's a manipulative and abusive and it's not okay.
I'm not interested in discussing that with you, quite honestly. The only reason that we're talking about it is you're bringing it up, and
I know, I'm telling you.
You're
going to
divorce
you.
Me, you don't really have any, you don't have any...
That's not true, we have children
right.
together. That's not true, you're lying to me, and I don't need to believe lies that you don't have an obligation to me because
well,
I divorced
whatever.
You. That's not true. That's not true. You made children with
okay,
me.
Okay, and I don't have an obligation to agree with you. It's just...
No, but you have an obligation to not kill yourself, and particularly if you want to convince me that you are loving me and doing this for me and care about me, then you would make that commitment. That's not a big ask. It's not.
I don't agree with you. Did you say that's not a big ask? Like, what?
Yeah, that's a pretty basic thing.
All right.
I'm not going to make my children.
I'm not going to agree to it.
You have children, Dustin. You have children.
Okay.
That's like the most basic thing that you can do as a father. The most basic. Do you really think it's truthful that that after you found out that going to Belle, Florida was an overnight event, I was upset about that and I was calling you repeatedly, upset about it, and that's why you blocked my number, but you immediately unblocked it the next day?
Not sure I understand your question.
Does that feel truthful to you? To tell people that I was upset that you were going...
It sounded like you cut out.
That you were going to Belle, Florida overnight and I was upset about that and so I was calling you repeatedly to harass you about it and that's why you had to block...
You didn't know that I was going to Belle, Florida overnight. I don't understand what you're saying.
That you had to block my number because I was calling you repeatedly.
I blocked your number before you called me repeatedly.
No. No, you called me. I have phone records showing that you called me while I was in the parking lot of the Sandwich Glass Museum. You called me to check in.
Then I blocked you. I guess.
But
I don't remember that.
But did you block me because I was calling you repeatedly? Because I was upset?
I feel like I might be missing something here, but the reason you were calling me repeatedly was because I blocked you.
Do you know that? How do you know that?
Well, I don't. I just don't remember you calling me repeatedly and then blocking you.
So why did you tell Honey Lake
that you
blocked?
I blocked you and you called me and it didn't answer.
What did you tell Honey Lake your reason was for blocking your wife's phone number, since that makes no sense to anybody on the planet to block your wife's phone number? What did you give them for a reason for it to make sense in your story?
Okay, you're still cutting out. I think you're asking me why I told Honey Lake that I blocked you, and I think you're implying that I was trying to make it make sense, and I don't think that it makes sense to block your wife. I told them the actual reason I blocked you.
Which was what?
I wanted to go to the party that I was invited to, and that I didn't feel like you were on board with me going when we talked about it originally, and then I found out it was going to be for longer, and I didn't want to confuse you about it. What I have always said.
So you wanted to hide from me the fact that you were going somewhere overnight?
I don't know what you mean by hide it from you. I told you.
No, you didn't.
I didn't want to argue about it. I decided to do it. I didn't want to argue.
No, you didn't. You didn't tell me you were going somewhere overnight.
I told you the next thing when I unblocked you. I wasn't hiding it from you.
Then why did you block me? It makes no sense.
Because I wanted to go, and I didn't want to talk with you about
it. You mean you were just going to kick the can down the road and argue with me about it later?